Start with a small one if you're not sure about this, because your reputation is absolutely everything.
This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Hey, James Schramko here, and today I'm just making a quick little episode about events. I've got this on my mind at the moment because I'm coaching a few people in Silver Circle, and they run events. They run high-level events, and I've been doing debriefs. And then a friend of mine, Kyle Gray, called me up, and he wanted to talk to me about events and what's involved with those. And it sort of brought out a few memories, and I wanted to share those because I think the story around that might be interesting. As I'm in the lead up to my own event, Superfast Business Live, that's actually the 12th event, the big event that I've run sort of over a decade. And there's probably some ideas that I could share with you that might help you if you're thinking about running an event. That's why this might be interesting. I'll cover some specific differences that I think are different about the events that I run and how I advise my students, that maybe if you're running events, you could see if there's something there for you. And if you've never run an event, then this might save you a whole bunch of stress. So in terms of what we teach in Superfast Business Live, it's very different to the old days. Before, we used to encourage people to bring a laptop. My very first event was pretty much a nightmare to organize. I thought that I would sell maybe 10 or 20 people a ticket to this event from stage at World Internet Summit. But turns out there was 550 people in the room at this event, and I had over 100 people come along to my event. There's about 130-something people. They were bringing along their laptop. I had to organize Wi-Fi, and I was going to show them how to research a niche, find a product to promote as an affiliate, get an affiliate link, and then write the sales copy, find an image, put all of that onto a website and make it go live on day two. I was told it was impossible. This is not going to happen. But with the help of my clever friends like Dave Wooding, who is a genius technology guy, and Sean, who helps me out with my events, we managed to bundle together some software that helped people build the website online. I was able to get a server from Liquid Web, and I was able to hook up Wi-Fi somehow. And all of these students were able to build a website. My guarantee, by the way, just in case you're wondering how I made the offer so compelling, was that if you can't build your own website, I will build it for you. And I didn't want to build 130-something websites, even though I could have. I didn't want to. So I really wanted to make this work. I used to deliver all my workshops by myself. So that's a choice you can make. Back then, I did the whole 2 days and then 3 day workshops all by myself. It was only the fourth or fifth workshop where I started bringing in some guests. So you can decide, do you want to deliver the whole workshop? Do you want to deliver half the workshop? Do you want to have almost everyone else deliver it except for you just bookend it, which is my preference now. I open my own event, I close my own event, and then I curate the absolute best speakers that I can into my event so that I get elite world level experts, because I acknowledge I'm not a super specialist on several things. So I bring in people who are. So my next event at Superfast Business Live, for example, I have Ryan Levesque talking about the ask methodology and also talking about how to do a $3.3 million product launch. So these are things that I've observed that he's doing really well, and I get to work with him most weeks. Then there's other guys like Tom Breeze, who I am working with as well, and he's doing some amazing stuff with YouTube, running YouTube ads for just about all the experts you could name. And then there's other specialists talking about Facebook and AdWords, because these are essential things for my community. And this is one of the other important factors. So over the last 10 years, I've had to decide, am I going to have the same event over and over again and bring new people, or am I going to move with my customers and bring in new experts? And that's what I decided to do. I decided to grow with my community. So that is why a lot of the people who come to my events come to the events over and over again. So this isn't like the 101 course where we get all new class each time. I actually got an idea from a friend of mine, Kerry Finch, to keep bringing the same people back. So I sort of ran with that, and now our events are so different to come along with a laptop, learn how to build a website. I would not tell people to learn how to build a website. Now my customers have grown up. They've got 6- and 7-figure businesses. Now I tell them, hire someone to build your website, hire a designer, hire a website developer, get someone to write your copy, because it's more important that we focus on our high level activities. And unless we want to be a professional website developer, and by the way, that's a really hard job, don't learn how to do that. So we've grown up with the community, and we have a higher level discussion. In fact, it's also important to let people know who the event is for and who it is not for, because the whole point of having an event is to move people, is to move them from where they're at when they start and to have them end up where you think is going to put them in a better spot. If they can see that, they will buy a ticket. If they come along and get great value, they will come back. So that is my mindset around the event, and that's the purpose. So for that reason, we cut out the whole pitch thing. I don't want my speaker spending 30 minutes framing up how they used to live on a park bench, they were using a maxed out credit card, and then they came good, and then spending the last 30 minutes pitching their offer with a bonus stack and delivering virtually no content, because that's how a lot of events run. And when I go to those events, which I don't do anymore, but when I was even speaking at some, it was distressing to see the low value presented. And also, it was pretty frightening to see how eager some people are to part with their money off a very strong sales pitch and a very weak content delivery. So we're content biased, and here's another reason why. My annual event is the glue that binds my live community. We have an online forum, Superfast Business membership, and those members come and they meet up. It's like a super meetup. And I record the sessions. And the only way people can buy the recordings is to be a member of the community. In fact, I use the event to help bring in new subscribers to the membership. If someone buys a ticket to the event and they're not a member, then our automation using Entreport will actually look and see, are they a member? And if not, it will offer them a trial. If they are a member, then they get the first release tickets at the lowest prices. So you should always look after your members. That's one of my big bugbears about banks and telecommunication companies. They don't look after their best customers, but I do. I always give Superfast Business members the best prices, the earliest releases. So think about how that might apply for your business. So now, after running these events every year, I've got a really streamlined checklist. I've seen so many things that people do wrong with their events. So when you're running your events, run a checklist. At least for your first event, write down everything at the end of the event that you think you did really well, and then write down everything that you would change. And some of the things, I'll give you some clues here. Some of the things to consider are, did you get the right speakers? Were they the right match for the audience? Did you brief them or survey the audience before the event so that the content is exactly what your audience needs? Were the session times manageable? Let's stop this like 2-hour sessions, et cetera, or rambling, asking questions that just dribble over the breaks. That's not acceptable. Keep your sessions tight. We run 60-minute sessions. We've got punchy content, and then we have a break. So the most old back-to-back is 2 60-minute sessions. People can go for 1 hour and 20 minutes with 2 different speakers, but don't drone them anything past 90 minutes for a single speaker. And the other thing that I've seen people do is they attempt to deliver too much content. Usually when they get people there, they're trying to think, well, I can give them the most content possible. But that's not helping someone. That just locks them up and causes them to go into a death spiral of overload. Think, what is the minimum that I could deliver? How could I deliver just 3 points or 1 point and have it really stick? Could I have them do an exercise? Could they, by the end of a 60-minute session, have written down a very short action plan of 3 steps that will have a huge impact? Because if you could do that, that would be a great event. The other thing that you could do is regulate the room so that run to time. Start on time, finish your breaks on time, and have longer breaks. Let people socialize. Other little things that we do that are expensive and a little more detailed, but we give people workbooks, we give people pens, We give people hoodies, like clothing, so that they can stay warm in an air-conditioned room if they want. And also they will keep that. They will not throw out a hoodie with your logo on it. But keep the logo small and tasteful. This is my logo here. You can see that it's really quite small, and you know, don't put the big thing all over the back. That's just cheesy. And the other thing we do is we feed people. They get arrival tea and coffee. They get morning and afternoon teas with healthy snacks. Not horrible sugary foods, but like healthy stuff. Give them like food that's going to give them nourishment and not cause their body to go into a sugar lockdown. And we feed people. So after they come out at lunch, they get a long lunch break and it's right there, and then they can talk. So you can actually meet people. You can have a deep conversation. The other thing is to consider how many people are coming to the event. I've found a group size of between 150 to 250 is a really good size group for a multi-day event where you could pretty much meet most people and cross-pollinate within that group. You start going to 500, 1,000, 2,000, you'll definitely not meet everyone and it becomes impersonal. And of course, 20 or 30 people, if it's your first event and you want to run a little one, even 5 people or 6 people is a very comfortable size around a boardroom table. So don't be discouraged, even if you can have 2 people. The least amount of people I've ever had in an event is 1 person. And that was still a $3,000 ticket price. And that person got insane value. And they redid their whole brand and has gone on to do very well. But I've run a few events with 2 people. And the very first event I ever ran was just 2 people. And it was while I still had a job. And it was my test. So I wrote the sales copy. I advertised. I sold the ticket to 2 people. I delivered the content. I followed up. And they got great results. Start with a small one if you're not sure about this. Because your reputation is absolutely everything. And give it your best shot at helping people. So other things that we do is I'm constantly innovating. I survey people post-event and I ask them what they loved and what they could do without, and I go deeper on the things that are good. So this year I'm trying multiple spots for my experts, so they're getting really deep. So about 3 or 4 of my speakers get 2 spots, so they can use those spots to get in nice and deep and to really make an impression. So it's not about more, it's about impact. The other things that I do is I work with people who I trust. I either coach them or I use their products, and it has to be absolutely relevant for my audience. It's not just someone who's going to come along and sell a lot of stuff, which is pretty much the choosing criteria that a lot of seminar presenters do. It's not just big ticket names who are going to help me sell tickets. I don't ask my speakers to promote the event. I don't have an affiliate program. I don't run a huge amount of advertising. We sell 100 tickets on the first email out to members. That's how strong the reputation of the event is. So think about how can you create Grange? That's the metaphor that we use. You know, at each event, I give away a bottle of Grange. It's how do we create something meaningful, something amazing that people are going to look forward to each year, and see how you can make it more of an experience. So I put things like lifestyle in there. We go surfing. So if you come to my event, we have education. It's heavily curated to be just what you need. It's the speakers are briefed on making it really actionable and high impact. Then we also record it so people can follow up in the forum and discuss it and ask more questions. We feed people, we clothe people, and we surf. So we do a team / individual exercise where we all go surfing. There's about 60 people go surfing on the Friday afternoon, and it's fun. So it's a bucket list. It's an experience, and people stay days before and day after. How can you make your events more exciting than just some schleppy hotel room, mints on the table type business talk, wah, 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 people out in the hallways disrespecting the content? So make your event good. Other little things, like when you're having microphones and questions, put them in the center aisles and encourage people to go to them so you can zoom your camera in on them and you can record the sound. That's a little tip. The other thing to do is chapterize your modules. So at my events, each session gets its own start slide, it's framed up and introduced. Each one of those becomes a training module inside Superfast Business Membership. So people can easily find that session. They're not trying to scroll through 8 hours of random footage. Keep it chaptered like as if it's a book, and it's a wonderful way to format it. I record my events on 2 camera setups. It costs more, but it looks beautiful, and give the speakers or the experts their version to use wherever they want. Invariably, they'll give it to their members. They might put it up on the internet, and it's only going to help you as well. A nice little thing that you can do, if you really want to sell and make a lot of money from your event, fine. But I've found I can still be profitable just selling the ticket and then reselling the membership recordings. Plus, if there's a topic that comes up really well in your post-event survey, do a webinar with that expert after the event. Last year, I did one with Andrew Locke, and it sold really well. We were able to make 40 sales at $1,000 each from one webinar with 100 people coming to that webinar, and it was because that was the most interesting topic of that event. So maximize your winners and leverage it. You could do it with each speaker if you want. The other thing to do is with your checklist, each time you run an event, get into it early and tick off the boxes. I use one of my virtual assistants actually helps me. We share a project management tool, and she just prompts me. She says, have you done this? Have you done that? And we get it all locked down nice and early. In fact, I usually rebook a year in advance. I pay for things early, and I get all my suppliers on site. They love working with us because we're no fuss. We're great payers. We're very consistent. We know what we want, and we're not drama queens. In terms of crew, we have speaker wrangler who looks after the speakers and makes sure they're having a great time. They can mic them up before they go on the stage. They can run microphones. They can help people find the bathroom. They can monitor the door. We have people doing registration. We have people doing the timekeeping so that we run strictly on time. And we have someone who's just a liaison to the event management so that, you know, if the venue wants to ask us something or get a question answered, then they can deal with them. It can't be me because I have to be there to talk to my customers and to make sure that the show is incredible. And I attend every session, and all my speakers attend every session because the content's that compelling, and that's what makes a good event. And it's so easy for people to access the speakers. We don't have a VIP room where the speakers hide. We don't have super special seating where they can be off to the side. We just have front row seats for my Silver Circle members, and they can come in and out of the room early. So do something special for your best customers, which is what I mentioned before. I also join a Silver Circle day the day prior to the event where I just bring in the speakers and my highest level customers to mingle with each other and to really get some good stuff going live, because it's our once a year event, because the rest of my program is virtual. So think about how can you leverage before and after the event for other purposes. Look, I hope some of these ideas are useful for you. What I'd like to do is I'd like to field questions. So if you've got questions, head over to superfastbusiness.com/blog. Look for this episode, which is a brief insight into running your own live event. And ask your question below the post, and I'll do my best to answer them for you. And of course, if you can come to Superfast Business Live 1 year, I'd love to see you there. Let's go for a surf. Hey, would you like my event checklist? I'm going to give it to you right below where this video is at superfastbusiness.com/event checklist. Check out the checklist. It's a PDF. You can download it, tick the boxes, and run an event. I have made millions of dollars of event sales from using this checklist. It's what I use each year to run my own event. Enjoy it. It's free. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.